The news at noon is brought to you by Owensboro Health, Owensboro Health Foundation. Your tri-state weather today, sunny and warmer with a high of 63, mostly clear and not as cold tonight, low of 43. And on Friday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer with a high of 71. Right now, 55 degrees at 104 FM WIKY. Owensboro Public Schools will announce their new superintendent this afternoon during a board meeting. The search began last year after Superintendent Matthew Constant was charged with criminal allegations of having a relationship with a student. Anita Burnett has been the interim superintendent. The political world this morning is reflecting on the life and career of former Senator and 2000 Vice Presidential hopeful Joe Lieberman, who died at the age of 82 on Wednesday. Lieberman, who served more than two decades in the Senate, is remembered as a man of the people who never let his failures define him. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has more.
Lieberman ran for president as a Democrat in 2004 in a campaign that never really got off the ground. And when he ran for his fourth Senate term in 2006, he lost the Democratic primary. Undeterred, he ran for re-election anyway and won decisively as an independent. He retired from the Senate in 2012 but remained active in politics, supporting both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden in their campaigns against Donald Trump.
Governor Eric Holcomb declares a statewide emergency ahead of the April 8th eclipse. The emergency declaration will allow Indiana to use resources of other states that are part of the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. The order is for anticipated needs due to the expected influx of tourists. EMAC members will share equipment and communication systems to help ensure safety if an emergency happens related to the increase in Hoosier tourism. A bill that redefines animal torture and makes first offense a felony is headed to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's desk. House Bill 258 makes torture of a dog or a cat a felony in all cases. It passed the Senate on Tuesday. The bill redefines torture, in part, as the intentional infliction or subjection of extreme pain or serious injury to a dog or cat that increases or prolongs pain or suffering. Governor Beshear can now sign or veto that bill. In Baltimore today, crews are now starting to remove the wreckage from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez is on the scene gathering more details.
Is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
After the 95,000-ton container ship's Mayday call, first responders had less than 2 minutes to shut down traffic on the bridge.
I'm holding traffic now.
One of the two surviving crew members telling the governor it was an officer's voice he heard telling him to move off the bridge, saving his life.
Investigators say they still don't know what caused the container ship's power outage before it slammed into the bridge early Tuesday morning. A federal Delta Regional Authority grant of $150,000 has been awarded to the managers of the New Harmony Bridge. That half-mile span connects White County, Illinois with Posey County, Indiana. It closed in 2012. Since then, authorities on both sides of the Wabash River were formed by Congress to explore bridge reconstruction. The DRA grant will help continue engineering studies needed to move forward. Vandenberg County deputies accuse a Chandler woman of altering checks that were meant for sign permits. Investigators say 37-year-old Kimberly Eden altered checks written to the Vandenberg County Building Commission and the Area Plan Commission. She was working at Alvey Signs at the time. Checks changed to Eden's name totaled over $10,000. Eden reportedly admitted to changing the checks but said she did it to pay the sign fees in cash, not the way the process works. She still denies taking any money for herself. An Evansville woman faces fraud and forgery charges. Investigators accuse 53-year-old LaDonna Holmes of trying to use a check that was 20 years old at the North Main Street Dollar General store. The check was for almost $93. The victim said she didn't know how Holmes got a hold of the check. Holmes was lodged in the Vandenberg County Jail. New footage released by multiple outlets this morning shows the aftermath of those federal raids on the home of rapper and music producer Sean Diddy Combs earlier this week. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Los Angeles with the latest.
The video, obtained by TMZ, shows the inside of Combs' L.A. Holmby Hills mansion after Homeland Security investigators swarm the home. Cabinets and safes left open. In Miami, new photos obtained by DailyMail.com showing bedrooms turned over, drawers gone through. Sources tell ABC News guns were found in both locations and investigators seized multiple electronic devices.
A Henderson man who did some time for the reckless homicide of a teenager has been indicted by a Kentucky grand jury. Back in 2017, 25-year-old Elijah Roberts was imprisoned in the death of 17-year-old Autumn Burkhardt of Henderson. Roberts, along with 49-year-old Jeremy Fry, were indicted for conspiring to possess and distribute 500 grams of meth between April and August of last year. Both faced sentences of between 10 years to life in prison. A prison escapee caught in Henderson was given a sentence of 8 to 12 years. James Lee will serve his added time along with the 18-year sentence he received in 2021 for burglary in Ohio. Henderson attorney Herbert McKee negotiated a deal with Ohio Governor's Office for Lee to serve his Kentucky and his Ohio sentences in the state of Ohio, saving Kentucky taxpayers his housing costs. In Florida, a new crackdown on squatting, in which individuals or groups take advantage of a tenant's rights by breaking into homes and saying that they live there. Effective July 1st, any property owner in Florida dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. More from ABC's Allison Kosick.
All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner. Patty Peoples knows all too well. Squatters moved into one of her investment properties last year in Jacksonville, Florida.
The house was in shambles.
It took more than $40,000 and 36 days to get the squatters ejected.
After being gone for 2 months, LST 325 is headed home. The ship was actually scheduled to arrive back in Evansville yesterday, but heading up the Mississippi River is usually a different challenge than the Ohio. Thus, the ship is now scheduled back in the Evansville Riverfront between 7 and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. LST 325 has been in dry dock in Port Arthur, Texas for inspections and repairs. Right now, the LST is off Metropolis, Illinois. You're listening to the News at Noon on 104 FM WIKY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Share prices were essentially flat headed into the midday. The Dow Jones and the S&P were up a fraction. The Nasdaq Composite was slightly lower. Sticker shock in the ivory towers. Tuition at a growing number of New England universities now tops $90,000. Not for the full 4 years, but per year. Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, and Yale are approaching six-figure annual tuitions. Fast food chains are feeling the pinch from customers put off by higher prices. A survey by consulting firm Revenue Management Services found a quarter of Americans making less than $50,000 a year are eating less fast food. Half of them say they're making fewer trips to any restaurants. Dyeing eggs for Easter is still pretty pricey. A dozen eggs cost an average $3. That's down from the record highs of a year ago, but still more than double the price of eggs before the pandemic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.